for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Of the Friday evening service of July the 5th, 1991, the 4th of July week family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Chuck Flynn is the speaker of the evening.
Goes up to the temple, cleanses it for the third time. That's found in Mark 11, please, verse 12. Now, put that in your notes. First cleansing, John 2:13. Second cleansing, Matthew 21:12. Third cleansing is Mark 11 and verse 12. The third cleansing is the Father cleansing. All we have recorded is that Jesus went in, cleansed the temple, and just came out and told them, don't take any other vessel into the temple with you. In other words, the Father heart. God's going to come and make His abode within you. Don't have any other religious zeal or vessel in your tabernacle, in your temple. Because that, when the Father cleanses, now, I don't know just when or how. I'm limited in this particular area, but I believe God's going to reveal the Father cleansing to the church. It's already beginning. I desire it even myself. I feel a great desire. Oh, Father, cleanse your temple. Oh, Father, come and make your habitation. It is such a sensitive area that when Stephen spoke of the habitation of Almighty God, they stoned him over it. He took it from Isaiah 66 and verse 1. He brought it into Acts chapter 7, around the ending of that chapter. And he's quoted from the Father, what house will ye build me? And where is the place of my rest? And hardly any disciple picked that theme up. Paul the Apostle, 66, verse 1. Have you found it? Is that it? Paul the Apostle just mentions it in Ephesians. But very, very little teaching is on the habitation of God the Father. Very little teaching. Stephen had the revelation of it. What house will ye build me? You that are believers, where's the place of my rest? And I looked up the word rest. It is kataposis. K-A-T-A-P-A-U-S-I-S. Let me spell it again for you. Somebody should find that verse where he mentions that. Where is the place of my rest? And that is K-A-T-A-P-A-U-S-I-S. Kataposis. Which means kata. Remember, it means to cast down. Pausis, P-A-U-S-I-S, is anything or the domination of attacks of the devil. You will not have rest till you go through a complete anointed deliverance to where you have cast down all types of usurping authority of demonic power and Satan trying to get control of your life. And God says, until you do that, I can't inhabit you. He's not talking about salvation. He's talking about where He can rest within us. The Holy Ghost has been sent to prepare your body for the habitation of God the Father. The Father heart. What house will ye build me? It takes effort. It takes the authority of God's Word for you and I to be prepared. Two great verses in the New Testament. The first one we all know, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But not very many could quote John 14, verse 23, which is a deeper, mature verse than John 3:16. We all want salvation, and then we just want to sort of have fire insurance to miss hell, and that's it. And Jesus is taking us further by John 14, verse 23, and He says, "My Father loves you, and He and I will come and make our abode within you." Isn't that what He says? My Father loves you. Isaiah 66, verse 1, this was given to me in the Scripture. "Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me?" Underline that. "Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest?" And Stephen, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that is his last sermon. That's the topic of the first martyr, Stephen, is the habitation of God the Father. Acts 7:49. It is quoted in Acts 7:49. Stephen quotes it, "Where is the place of my rest?" Kataposis is the word for rest. It's a place where you're strong in the Spirit. You have put down every type of usurping authority of satanic power. You are set free. Now the Father can come and make His abode within you. The Father loves you, for God so loved the world that He gave. That's your salvation. But then Jesus goes further and says, "My Father loves you, and He and I will make our abode within you." Amen. The word "abode" there is the same word for mansion. "In my Father's house are many mansions." The Greek word "mone," M-O-N-E, is the word for mansion. And the word for "abode" in John 14, verse 23, is also "mone," M-O-N-E. We're not just going to wait and get to heaven and have mansions. You have a mansion now with the abiding presence. The Holy Ghost has come upon you to prepare you for the habitation of the Father. And Jesus said He loves you, and He and I will come and make our abode within you. I loose that revelation. I don't know enough about it. I don't know who does. But I know it's a fact that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost can embody you. And it's not your salvation either. You, as a believer, must build the house of the Lord. Amen? Let's praise Him with a clap of hands. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's Monday morning. He cleanses the temple. He comes, and Monday night, Lazarus has the second supper. Some say that Mary brings the alabaster box. It's another place that she does it also. But whatever it is, it's at Lazarus' house. It's a nice supper among friends. That is Monday night. Tuesday morning, Jesus gets up, and Peter and John, He tells them to go stand in Jerusalem till a man carrying a water pot goes by them. There's no time to call a prayer meeting. Let's get with it. Let's move with God. When the authority in the Word says, then let's go with it. Let's flow with it. A man is carrying a water pot. You better be there to follow him. There's opportunities. I want to be sensitive of the open doors and the opportunities that God has given us. Amen. And so Peter and John went down into the marketplace, let's assume, and there a man carries a water pot. They go to the upper room, and there they prepare for the Last Supper. The Last Supper. They prepare the lamb all that day. They prepare all the herbs. And they have all of the glasses there and the seating in the Last Supper or the Passover feast. He has the Passover feast. It is beautiful. They sing Psalms 118 and almost at the criteria of the ending. And the great things you have heard of what happens at the Last Supper. Then Jesus and the disciples, he teaches them, possibly John 14 to John 17, and then he goes, they go to Gethsemane, and there he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood for you and I. It's around midnight to 2 in the morning. Judas comes. This is what night? Tuesday night. Judas comes with the army, and they arrest Jesus. And Peter cuts off the servant of the high priest here. Jesus heals it. And they go, and he's under the trial all that night. In the morning, he is placed on the cross. And he says those beautiful sayings on the cross on Wednesday. It is a high Sabbath. That's why it is the Sabbath, or the high Sabbath. Every so often there was a high Sabbath and not the weekly. So Jesus is on the cross. He dies at 3 o'clock in the afternoon while they're killing the little lambs. For the Passover feast is on this Wednesday, a high Sabbath. As they kill the little lambs, Jesus says, Lama sum lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then he says, it is finished. He dies at exactly 3 o'clock in the afternoon, for that is the time that Aaron was told the priesthood on the altar of incense. The left hand of incense was to be put on at 9 a.m., speaking of great praise unto the Father or the holy priesthood. At 3 o'clock, the right hand of incense was to be put upon the altar of incense, because, see, you got to go through the altar of incense to go into the holy place, the Holy of Holies, I mean. So, therefore, the holy priesthood is our praise and worship unto the Lord. Then, the royal priesthood at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that is the cross that Jesus said, take up and follow me, your holy priesthood of praise daily and ministering to somebody. That's your cross. Not some infirmity, not something that's negative or something that's discouraging, but just take up your holy priesthood of praise and worship and then see that the anointing of the Holy Spirit flows through you to set the captive free. Hallelujah. That's the authority that he has given you and I. Joseph of Arimathea, he comes after the soldiers about 5 o'clock. They say, now before the sun goes down, we'd like to have these men off of the crosses. And so they broke the legs. But Jesus had already died at 3 o'clock p.m. So they could only break the malefactors' legs, and they died because they were tied to the cross. See, they put their legs in a certain way, and they could lift up their chest cavity, and they could breathe. See, just breaking legs doesn't kill someone. But when you're using your legs to push up and breathe, then that's why the thieves on the cross died, because of no air. They were suffocated, and that's why Jesus, the first time that he was with his disciples, breathed on them. How gracious he is. He gives us a fresh breath of air. Amen. They put him in the tomb that night. It's Wednesday night. Now let's go through it. 3 days and three nights. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Okay, the days. Thursday day, Friday day, Saturday day. 3 days and three nights. Jesus can be resurrected after Saturday. Some time during Saturday night. Now, this is my own thought, but I was thinking about the night season. The hardest time, or the most devilish time, if I could use that term, that everybody feels during the night is at midnight. And it's my opinion that God raised Jesus at midnight, Saturday night. The stone was rolled away. the angels came. I don't see any other evidence contrary to it, but I'm teachable. But then the ladies, after sunset, they prepared their spices a great while before daybreak. Mary, the other Mary, Magdalene, and all of them, they came to the tomb, the stone was rolled away, and the angel said, "He's not here."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's sometime after midnight to in the wee hours of the morning, then they came and he was already resurrected. He did not go to heaven. He stayed there. One recorder says that many fell at his feet of the disciples, two or three of them there, the women, and as they left. Then they went and told Peter and John. They ran to the tomb and John outrun Peter. But John stayed at the door of the tomb. Peter runs and comes right on in because John already believed what he saw was true. And therefore, Peter went on in, and then they had evidence that the grave clothes were just like they had been lifted out of them, but the napkin was folded. He likes order in our life. Amen. By his resurrection power. He does not like sloppy agape. Amen. He wants your appearance to be the best possible when you worship him. Amen. That's what the laver means in the Old Testament. The priests washed themselves. They groomed themselves for the Holy of Holies. Beyond the veil. Therefore, they took effort. That's what our praise is. The same word in the Hebrew for praise means to groom yourself for the presence of God. Hallelujah. Jesus waits around the tomb. Many come out of the graves after his resurrection. They go into Jerusalem. We don't know why, except for this explanation. I've already gone through it, the retrieving of the blood. After Mary Magdalene and he talked together, she thought he was the gardener, which he really is. He will come as a husbandman for the fruit of the earth. His first coming is the seed to be sown in the ground, the death, burial, and resurrection. His second coming, James 5, says he's coming as the husbandman for the fruit of the earth. Now, Jesus then must have heard the blood. And the blood now is coming down the road. The Old Testament saints have come out of Jerusalem. Many of them, I believe, at that point, he leads captivity captive and gives gifts unto men. He takes all of paradise, all of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses. He takes them and he leads captivity captive, and the blood leads him. The blood rises first, then Jesus rises, and then captivity captive. And they go into heavenly portals. He removes paradise. That's why Isaiah 4 says, hell hath enlarged itself. And then when they ascend up into glory, then he purifies heaven and so forth. That, to me, is the last Passion Week of our Lord. Praise God. And he lives, he rules and reigns, hallelujah, in great authority. So praise God. I believe that the rest of the Father is given unto us. So these three, let's look at verse 44 and 45. I'm back to Luke 24, please. And he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you." Verse 44. And all things must be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. This is number one principle of the resurrection. That your understanding be opened to understand the scriptures. If you're taught out of this resurrection determinate counsel, it'll rob you of the beauty of your Christian life. He was resurrected to open up our understanding to understand the Scripture. Number one. Now let's go to John 20. John chapter 20. Thank you, Father. In John 20, verse 21. Hallelujah. Or let's go to verse 19. Then the same day at evening, verse 19 of John 20, chapter 20, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut. Now underline the first day of the week. When the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. I would like to reverse what I just said and put number one in the resurrection power, the identity of our Lord. He showed them his hands and feet. In other words, the resurrection power is given to you and I in the first principle, that we would be identified with him and he reveals his identity with us. That's why he showed them his hands and feet. Number two, then he opens their understanding that they understand the Scriptures. And number three, let's read it. Verse 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. The word breathe, I want you to circle and just underline that whole verse. This word, breathe on them, is the breath the Father gave him. This is not halitosis breath, it's hallelujah breath. He had received it. This is number three of the resurrection principle that every child of God should partake of. Number one, he identifies himself through his suffering to you. Number two, he opens up your understanding to know the Word of God. And number three, he breathes on you the Holy Ghost anointing. The word breathe there, put it in your notes, is the Greek word emphuseo. E-M-P-H-U-S-A-O. Emphuseo means the breath of life. It's only found that one time in the Bible or in the New Testament. It's the Greek word emphuseo. It's the same breath that God breathed into Adam, the breath of life, in Genesis chapter 2. There, the Hebrew word, emphuseo is the Greek form, put down Hebrew, it is naphach, N-A-P-H-A-C-H, naphach. Naphach is the living breath of God Almighty, and God breathed into Adam the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. Now, God then gives Jesus that same breath. When Jesus presents his blood, the breath comes to Jesus in his resurrection power. He returns the same day, walks with two on the road to Emmaus, and now he comes in when the disciples are fearful, and he reveals himself, his identity, and his suffering. He opens their understanding, and then he breathed on them and said, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Not only does he release the anointing of the Holy Ghost, but he's breathing a new creation into humanity. Did you hear that? He's breathing upon you a new creation. See, men want, all religious men want to not recognize that you're unusual. They want to understand so they can more or less live with you. If you can sit at home and know what's going on in your religious services, you better find another place to worship. Now, right now, they're singing three songs, and now they're making the announcements. God does not want anybody in the world and in religious spirits to know what's going on when His people worship. He wants you and I to be so powerful and unusual, to be flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah! So that's that breath. And when He breathed that breath, He breathed that breath and said, "Receive you the Holy Ghost." That breath has been upon the church down through the generations. Every time you heard somebody sing or preach or your mother pray or some other way of redeeming quality, that breath was sent to you to redeem you. Now, you're to pass that breath on to somebody else. Keep it moving. Because the breath of the Holy Ghost has been breathed upon you, the breath of a new creation, that old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Not only that we're redeemed and we're bound for heaven, but that we are the manifesting sons of the living God. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. We have that breath breathed on us. The only other place besides Genesis 2 and John 20, the only other place that that word is used, the breath of life, is in Ezekiel 37 and verse 9 to 11. Ezekiel 37 verse 9. That's why the world and all historic churches and the evangelicals hate the gifts of the Holy Ghost, especially prophecy. You're having more people rise up and fuss about prophecy today than of any other time that I know of. Prophecy, when Ezekiel the prophet heard from God, he saw the valley of dry bones, the Father said, prophesy to the Naphach. Prophesy to the Infusel, my breath that begins a new creation. And the word of prophecy releases life on individuals when the true authority and the anointing of God, hallelujah, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, of course there will always be off-the-wall type of experiences, but you and I in life know how to filter. We know how to not throw our pearls before swine. We know how to make righteous judgments. When you're used to His voice, no other voice will be any competition, because you're used to His voice and you can know it and hear it. Hallelujah. And so prophesy to the wind. And the wind came, which was the breath of life, and the neck bone connect to the back bone, the back bone connect to the hip bone. I could sing it. Amen. And all of the bones come together, the flesh and the sinew and the skin. Because why? By prophecy, God will bring His body together and we're going to see the anointing come to pass of a great church without spot or wrinkle. He truly breathed upon us. Hallelujah. And that breath we receive. For this is our finest hour. Then when He said that I am crucified from the foundation of the world, that meant that you and I have power over all the former creation that was under Lucifer. The foundation of the world is not Genesis 1:1, it's Genesis 1:2, where Lucifer fell and God then began the 6 days of creation, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that it was good. 6 days of creation, but now on the seventh day, God rested, which means He's preparing His body. God isn't tired. He didn't need rest. It meant there was a great revelation in the seventh day that was not fulfilled in the creation of Adam's time. The seventh day is still being fulfilled. He's still creating the great bride, the church, the ones that He will rest in. That's what your salvation is all about. Praise God. He spoke it at the foundation of the world. He said, Son, to Jesus, He said, Son, you'll be crucified. And those that I will give you, before you ever created Adam, He said, those human beings that believe on you and through your name, they'll have power over the demons, the disembodied spirits that were under Lucifer. Now, they've been destroyed as far as their material existence. But now, they're disembodied spirits. But the new creation that you breathe on will have power over them. That's why you and I can speak to them under intelligent, godly jurisdiction. The Ancient of Days has given us this power. And the Father is the Ancient of Days in His high judgeship office of glory. He's called forth the Son of Man, who is Jesus. That's the key to your New Testament. The Son of Man, according to Daniel 7, verse 13. The Ancient of Days called Him the Beranosh, who's the winnower, to winnow and thoroughly purge His thrashing floor. Hallelujah. He is the Son of Man. 85 times, Jesus calls Himself the Son of Man. Now, when you see that, underline it, study the context, because there's a spiritual dynamic in every place He calls Himself the Son of Man. Because He gives His saints, for the saints of the Most High, or the saints of the possessor, shall take the kingdom when they know the authority has been given to them under the Son of Man anointing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, teach us more. Amen. Lord, bring us unto Thy feet. As Mary said at Your feet, we also will sit at Your feet and rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank You, Jesus. I've had many requests, but I think I'll sing anyway. He did not bring us out this far to take us back again. He brought us out to bring us into the promised land. He did not bring us out this far to take us back again. He brought us out to bring us in to the promised land. Though there be giants in the land, we will not be afraid. He brought us out to bring us into the promised land. Though there be giants in the land, we will not be afraid. He brought us out to bring us into the promised land. Aren't you glad of that? Hallelujah. He brought me out so I can be brought in to Himself. That's Deuteronomy 6:23. He brought us out to bring us in. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. How wonderful He is to set us free. What does He bring us into? Exodus 19:4. Says, I brought you out of Egypt on eagle's wings so I could bring you in to Myself, or Himself. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father. I want to be brought into Him. Amen. I want to know His authority And His glory. All right. Minister to you guys here. Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. All right. What is your name?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline? Praise the Lord.
We have a son named Jonathan who's not here with us tonight.
All right. Thank you, Father. For the anointing that I placed upon you shall be sweet, and my glory is around about you. And therefore, I've sealed your forehead, and I will stir up the gift and loose my anointing upon thee. And thou shalt surely know that the Lord thy God, it is the Lord Jesus, and I will deal with thee, and thou shalt know that I'll stir up the gift of thy God, and the authority of my peace shall go before you. So you're sealed in my anointing, and the peace of the Lord shall flow through thee, and you'll serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Hallelujah. For I will bless thee, and my peace shall go before you. For the anointing of the scepter of Esther shall be within you, and you've been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. And you're sensitive unto my commands, and the cloud of thy God will move upon thee, and my peace shall go before you, and we'll rejoice together. The son's name is Jonathan.
Leslie Jonathan.
Leslie Jonathan, the authority that I've given you, and the sweet peace of thy God shall cocoon you. And I will put my hands upon thee as the mantle of joy. And thou shalt release the anointing of my peace and be strong in the authority of your schoolwork. And I will touch you mightily, and my glory shall go before thee, and we'll rejoice together. For the peace that the Lord thy God has established within thee, yea, I will encircle thee, and my anointing shall go before you. For as the water projected out of the rock, you will speak it and be glad. You will see that out of unusual circumstances, I'm going to restore that which was robbed from you. My joy, the state of art, yea, shall be revealed unto thee in this peculiar but powerful favor that I've given you. And you'll go through that door rejoicing. For this is your finest hour, as you will compliment your husband. And my son, I will write a fresh anointing. And the Holy Ghost is writing a new chapter upon your heart. And you will flow together with great peace. And that which seemingly is at a standstill, but I will speak to that door, it will open. And my authority and my prestige shall go before you. For you have a finesse in me that others will know. You're going to be called to an unusual area, and therefore it's darkness in its own definition. But in my definition, it's an opportunity that I'm opening up. You'll speak to those in high office and set them free, for this is your finest hour. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else would like ministry, just please come and line up. Thank you, Jesus. If you have not been ministered to before, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Join hands together if you're a couple. And because you're joint heirs together, the graces of life, the anointing I've given you is sweet. And yea, I have released you with my power, and thy sleep shall be sweet. For the authority of Proverbs 3 is given unto thee, and I speak life. Hallelujah. I've loosed my anointing upon thee. I've cut you loose of that which was tried to be passed down, and through an heritage infirmity, that's off of you in my name, and the glory of my word shall go before you. You've enriched each other. You have this decision before you, but you'll know the confirmations of the Holy Ghost. My son, within 2 weeks, I've set you free, and we will speak together, and you'll see the anointing of the Lord to bless you in this very important and heavy decision, but it will be light. My burden is light, and I will open that door. No man will shut it, and you'll see the provision that the Lord has for you. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. First name?
Amen.
That joy that I've given you and the peace of my authority. Yea, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and your everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. And I will come in and sup with you and you with me, for I have loosed my anointing upon your dwelling, and my peace shall go before you, and your loved ones will know that I vindicated you. And the healing of my strength shall be within you, and you'll speak my word with a greater zeal than you've ever known. For this is the day of the Lord, and from these meetings you, yea, have structured yourself and embraced yourself in my breath and in my joy, and you will not turn to the right or to the left, but you'll know that I'm leading you, and I will have you at the right place, the right time, and the strength of the word shall flow through you. Now that one in jeopardy, that one you're believing for, I've sent the word, and we'll rejoice together. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I've lifted up your hands with great joy, the strength of my word shall go before you. I call you banner unto me. For yea, though the enemy came in like a flood, I've lifted up the banners of my anointing, and you're set free. And the peace of Almighty God shall heal and strengthen you. This emotional strain is lifted from you, and I've healed your nervous system, and my joy shall go before you. In the head area, I've also, therefore, by the stripes of thy God, you have been, yea, the recipient of the blood covenant, and I have lifted that off of you that tries to bind and tries to be a heaviness or a heavy pain. I have rebuked it, and yea, from this hour, you'll walk in that which was prayed over you, and you'll see it and be glad. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, that joy that I've given shall be strong, and the anointing that I've loosed upon you, you will rejoice that I will walk with thee and we'll agree, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I've touched you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, and my joy, my strength, and the healing power shall go down through your body. And we'll rejoice together that you have sat at my feet, and you've been hungry for the authority of my word. Now we'll rejoice together, and the word shall not return void. Amen. Hallelujah. For that joy that I've given you, and the strength of the armor of the Lord, and the shield of faith is released within you, and my peace shall go before you, and I will bless you mightily, and the joy of my strength shall be around about you. So rise up and be glad. I have loosed my peace upon thee, and the anointing of your forehead shall be sealed as Ezekiel's sealing, and no other forehead shall rob you of that which I have begun to do a good work in you, and I'll heal if your desire is on its way, and my peace shall go before you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We have another son that's asleep over there, Christopher.
Christopher? Father, we thank you for Christopher, for my peace and my glory shall encircle him, and I will, yea, be around about him a great wall of fire of the angels of the Lord. And therefore he will speak in my power and speak in my grace and be protected. And my strength shall go before you. What's your first name? And that joy, that anointing that I've given shall be released upon thee. For I anointed your hands with the oil of gladness. And the balm of Gilead shall be, yea, the personality of grace within you. And you will set many free and stir up the gift, for the compassion of the Holy Ghost shall protect you, and you shall walk in my steps, and my statutes shall be upon your lips, and the glory of the Lord shall bless you. And you shall walk in my steps, and my statutes shall be upon your lips, and the glory of the Lord shall bless you mightily. You shall have the coal off the altar to touch your lips, and you'll see me in all my glory. Amen. Thank you, Father, for that peace and that joy is upon you, and the grace of the Lord shall be upon thee. And you will not turn to the right or to the left, but yea, the statutes and the beauty of the Lord's around about you. I bring every area of your life under subjection to the Holy Spirit, and I will be with thee, and during the night season, you're going to see the Lord heal and strengthen you, and we'll rejoice together as you walk in my peace and the jurisdiction of my love. Amen. Thank you, Father. We praise you. Was there somebody else here? All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thought we had a half a rapture. Because the anointing is upon you, the joy of the Lord shall be enriched in your life. And I will bless you mightily, and I've sealed your forehead. And with the grace of the prophetic anointing, you shall be very sensitive. And my peace and the state of art of a musical glory shall flow through you, and my anointing shall bring it to pass, and we'll rejoice together. Amen. For the peace of the Lord is with thee, and thou shalt establish the ways and the glory, and you will prophesy my name, and this enriching power of the trumpet anointing shall flow through you, and you will be sensitive to the cloud, and you will loose the gifts of the Spirit and the trumpeter glory. My people will recognize, and you'll set many free. Therefore, yea, I have girded thee well, and I have surrounded you with my authority, and you will complement each other with great joy. Your family shall be a complementary anointing to my people, because the joy of the Lord shall encircle you. And that which was a strain and a limitation financially, I'm going to release it, saith thy God. That which was stolen shall be restored, and you will be blessed and see the open door that you believed for even 2 days ago. You'll see it. And then it was confirmed again tonight that the blessing of the Lord and that which was ripped off, yea, on your behalf, shall be restored, for this is the contribution and grace of the Father. We receive it, Lord. We receive it, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Him.
Donnie.
Yea, for I will cocoon you and wrap you up in the bundle of life. For the bundle of life, the prophetic word of Abigail for David. Yea, therefore the anointing of the Lord is, yea, ordaining thee into a new realm of authority. A fresh realm of glory. For I am writing a new chapter upon your heart. And I've sealed your forehead with strength and grace. I've opened your ears into a fresh level of anointing. I've lifted you into great peace and authority. As you have, yea, therefore spoken my name, therefore have I spoken through you, and many shall be set free, and that shall be altered. As you've asked for this miracle, I've sent the word and healed that loved one and that situation, and you'll hear a good report. For the miracle of the Lord is within thee and on its way. As you've spoken it, we'll rejoice together. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. For that joy that I've given you is sweet, and my peace is around about you. Therefore, rise up, for the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through my name. I loose my joy upon you. And you'll speak it and be glad, for you will begin to flow in a deep anointing and a higher glory in wisdom, that the people of the Lord shall be surprised, and your own people are set free, and a great move of the Spirit shall you be part of it in an anointed area in your own people, because the grace of the Lord many have prayed through, and you'll see it and be glad. You're going to have a great move of the Spirit in some place that you're praying for. Amen. Because my joy is around about you, you're joined heirs together of the graces of life, so that you'll not be robbed. Yea, the anointing of the Lord, that your prayers not be hindered. My peace shall go before you. Rise up, I've enriched you, my daughter. I've healed and strengthened you, for this is your finest hour. Therefore, my power and my anointing shall go through your body. The terror by night's lifted off of you. You'll sleep sweetly. And my peace, yea, shall be given unto thee, my son, that you'll know there is a little area of conflict. I'm lifting it from you in a relationship with the dear one. That anointing I've given you, and our loved one is set free, because the joy of the Lord your strength, and your land is healed in me. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What is your first name? That anointing and my peace, as hands are laid upon you, you're released in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. according to Romans 1:11, you shall be strong, and my daughter, the beauty of the Lord shall go before you. And I'm healing some circumstances in your educational process. The anointing of my peace shall enrich you. And yea, it is I, the Lord Jesus. I hear your voice. I hear when you cry unto me. So have that confidence. I am blessing you, and my strength shall go before you. And I've healed, and my anointing shall make the crooked way straight, and your heart shall be glad. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. As I've surrounded you with my peace, you will walk in it. And that bruise is lifted off your heart. The abuse of words, I will stop, saith the Lord, and my peace shall go before you, and we'll rejoice together. For a new day is within thee, and I'm providing my grace with great joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for that joy is around about you. What's your first name?
Rosalind.
Uh-huh. For that peace that I've given shall be sweet, and the anointing is within thee. So do not fear. The glory of my word, yea, is imparted unto thee, and thou shalt surely believe and receive it. For yea, I put you in abeyance, saith the Lord, for the wall of fire shall be around about you, and my joy shall be within thee, and you'll be released into a new dimension of praise and authority. For the peace of the Lord is with you, and that which you desired, I laid my hand upon you 2 years ago in a gracious manner. Therefore, I will show you the vision of the Lord thy God, and you will understand my word and bless many, because I'm loosening your voice. I'm going to sing through you the song of the Lamb. And many shall be blessed and strengthened, for this is your finest hour. Now seek my face and walk with me, for the Lord thy God is with you, and we'll rejoice together. Amen. Seal that word. Seal that anointing as a family. And as you go and visit your loved ones, my peace shall go before you, and your hands are anointed, and you'll find that as you lay hands upon them, they'll be healed of this congestion and disturbance in their body, in their digestive system. My joy is with you, and you will command it to leave, and it will be so. I surround thee with my anointing, and therefore, my son, ye yield to the Holy Ghost and power, for the word will not return void. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Enter his rest.
Amen.
Up and down.
Now, what's your first name?
Barbara.
For that joy and that authority that I've given you, my anointing shall bring it to pass. And do not fear, the glory of the Lord has established thee. And I will establish thy goings, and my peace shall be within thee. So walk thou before me for the grace of thy God. Yea, I've rebuked the devourer. I will turn this frivolousness into great stability. And yea, go, saith the Lord, for that which would try to hinder. And the joy of the Lord is around about you. So walk softly, yea, in my jurisdiction, for I have rebuked the devourer. And my peace is upon you, and the desire of your heart is on its way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ore masuli adabaranda. Get up here. What's your name?
Yancy.
Yancy?
Yeah.
For that joy by the laying on of hands, my son, my love is to thee, saith the Lord Jesus. And I will open your ear to hear my voice and the sensitivity of my anointing. And I will bless you, and I will equip you with great joy, and I will lift the gift within you. For you shall stir up my anointing, and the glory of my word shall not return void. For yea, the peace of the Lord shall go before you. I loose you with the sword of my mouth, the sword of the Spirit, and you shall be strong in me, for you'll hear my voice. I'll begin to speak to thee during the night season. So rejoice. I am the Lord thy God, and I am the Lord Jesus, and I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Therefore you can boldly say, the Lord's my helper, and I'll not fear. And what can man do unto me? For I have laid my hand upon you, and I will not loose my hold upon thee, saith the Lord. Because I've surrounded you with joy, and the strength of my word is given unto thee, and the angelic host of the Lord is around about you. So do not fear, my son, I'm lifting you in. through a great order of the Lord Jesus. I will loose my joy upon you. You have the anointing of Barnabas, the son of consolation. I've healed and strengthened you, and my peace shall be upon your heart. And therefore you'll be very sensitive unto the ways of our God, and you will represent your people with great joy. There'll be a leadership capacity moving through you, and you'll set the captive free, but you will be a great leader of authority in the community, and my peace shall be upon thee. Let's rejoice and be glad, for the key of David has been given, and you'll understand it. And yea, use it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And because the strength of my word is gone before you, and because the anointing of my dedication is with thee, the scepter of Esther is upon you, which means you've been brought into the kingdom for such a time as this. The timing of the Lord is enriching you, and whatever your hand finds to do will prosper, because your leaf will not wither. And yea, the fruit of my lips shall be upon you, and the glory of my word and the anointing of the Holy Ghost shall be with you. And you'll prophesy in my name, setting the captive free. You shall be a great trumpet of anointing, and my people shall be glad. You have a local anointing, but then when the Lord opens that door, the international anointing, you will go in the portals of authority and speak my word with great joy. And I will also miraculously transport you by the Holy Ghost, and my peace shall go before you. First time I prophesied that. Hashibarika mahotes. Tulima mahosita. Huliyada varanda suliyada varanda ravosha. Huliyada varapo sukushepo apayete. Sei shimandoloko santa. Hallelujah. 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 For with the joy of the Lord and the stability of my Holy Ghost, yea, you will defeat that which would have tried to devour. And my anointing shall go before you. And therefore, 3 years ago, I have heard thy cry and the turmoil of your heart. I've lifted you into my joy. And the anointing of the Lord has, yea, enriched you. From this day on, my peace shall bring it to pass. Do not fear, the authority of the Lord shall dwell and rise up within thee. And you will speak my word with great joy. Prophesy, speak my word. For the dry bones shall live, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let that power, let that glory that I've enriched you with, let my anointing and the good deeds that are being done to you, the holy priesthood and the royal priesthood, I've loosed my joy before you. I've strengthened you with power and anointing. Therefore, come on into my anointing and the joy of the Lord. And that one, I'm going to vindicate you. And because you've stood for those things and you've pressed the battle to the gate for the loved ones, I'm going to bless you mightily. And the understanding of the zeal of the house of the Lord hath been given. And we'll rejoice together. This is your finest hour. Now, in about 6 weeks, you'll see the desire of your heart. And I'm going to send the word and loose them from that jeopardy. And you'll see that their language shall even change unto the glory of my truth. Amen. Do it, Father. Do it, Father. He cut up a shandaraba. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength, and I put my anointing around about your dwelling, my strength and my peace shall go with you. Do not fear, my son, through your circulation, the anointing of the Lord and the truth of Zion is within you. And my daughter, you shall know that you'll not be robbed of any graces of life. No insecurity shall come nigh your dwelling. In fact, it's lifted off of you at this moment. Yea, the anointing and that debris of life that would have tried to worry you, I've lifted it from you. And we will rejoice together, for you have come in my name. Now I'm going to move upon thee with great anointings. Thou shalt rest in me, seeing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We'll rejoice together. Now that which you're believing for now, I'm sending the word, that crooked path shall be made straight. Amen. Amen. You'll not be confused in your direction. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many times have you been in line? I lay hands on him suddenly. What's your first name?
Mason.
Because the joy of the Lord is around about you, I have imparted my serenity of anointing with you, and I will bless you mightily, and my strength shall go before you. So know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and yea, the enriching of my love is with you, and I will put your shoulders in strength and wisdom, and you will be very tactful, and you'll have wisdom above your age, because you're going to speak my word with great joy, and I'll show you things to come, and we'll rejoice together, and the healing power of thy God shall go down through your body and to your loved one, because you have prayed, I have heard it. Amen. Saith the Lord. What's your first name? What?
Cameron.
That joy, that strength that I've given, and the peace of my sword shall go before you. Put on the whole armor of thy God, and because your ear is sensitive unto my name, the glory of the Lord will enrich you, and my peace shall go before you. For this is very serious unto thee. This is a great anointing. By the laying on of hands you shall stir up the gift, and the anointings of our God shall go before you. And with great wisdom you shall speak it. And yea, the anointing shall bless the elders, and great peace shall go before you, for this is your finest hour. And that desire that you're praying for, I have sent the word and enriched this loved one, and my peace shall go before you. Amen. For that joy, just for the tape, you know, for that joy that's gone before you, you can know that the peace of Almighty God shall enrich you. And I'll turn this that would have been negative unto the positive authority. And that which you have come at the right place, the right time, and I have set you free, saith the Lord, and my glory is with thee. So yea, open thy heart, study to show yourself approved unto me. Yea, for them that were noble, search the scriptures daily. So I loose the nobility of the saints within you, that you will search my word, seeing if these things be so. Be diligent and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain in me, and that which would try to pierce at thy soul, and yea, be a great burden unto thee, I have lifted it, and the desire of your heart is on its way. As you pursue my presence, the anointing breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you. Come on down. All right. What's her name?
Deborah. She had the first one on to the children.
All right.
For 3 weeks she was gone.
Her granddaughter has left her husband and 2 children.
Yes,
her name is Deborah.
Uh-huh. By marriage.
Deborah, how much?
Deborah Lane.
Deborah Lane?
Yes, sir.
Let's all say Deborah Lane.
Deborah Lane.
Come to yourself.
Come to your family.
Tell them, come to your Lord.
Come to your Lord.
For yea, the anointing that I've given thee, my daughter, to stand up for this one, I will send the word, I'll rebuke the devourer, and you'll know that your prayers have availed much. So therefore rest in me, knowing the Lord thy God has loosed her, and my peace shall go before you, and my strength is over thee. With great joy we'll rejoice together. Amen. Expect to hear from her. All right. Praise the Lord. And because the strength of my word and the laying on of hands, I've sealed you in your forehead. And because, yea, the prophetic sealing is within you, you'll know that as you put your hand in mine, you are very sensitive unto others. And I place this upon you as a youth, as a young child. Now the anointing of the Lord will loose your voice and loose, and I have touched your lips with a coal off the altar, so that you'll see the Lord high and lifted up, and my peace shall go before you, for this is your finest hour. The Holy Ghost has touched your chest, so that you'll be successful, and a new chapter of glory is written in thee, and therefore you'll see the purpose of the Father, that it will come to pass. You will be blessed and prosperous, and you'll know the will of thy God. Walking in it, we'll rejoice together. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. For the peace. What's your first name? The peace of the Lord shall go before you, for I have enriched you together in my anointing, the glory of my word, hallelujah, yea, shall not be altered, for the glory and the authority of that which I've spoken. It was about 18 years ago that I spoke to thee, my son, and the anointing of the Lord did compliment thee, and I gave you as a gift thy wife. For the anointing of that vision shall move upon thee, my daughter, and you will speak, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I have equipped thy hands with a great authority, for as you will compliment your husband, and the anointing of the Lord shall engulf you, that which was robbed shall be restored. For the authority of the Lord in the last 3 years, that which tried to drain and erode, I have replaced. I loosed my anointing upon you and the glory of my word. You can call it to the front now. You can call it in because the anointing is going out, searching the deep things of the Father and searching those things that were robbed from you. Yea, they shall be restored, saith the Lord, through the prophet Joel, and my anointing shall accomplish it as the Spirit is upon thee. We will rejoice together. That one that you're lifting into my hand, the authority of the Lord has sent his word and healed them, and my peace is over thee. There is a lady or a girl, and that pressure, and then, of course, these other loved ones that are involved. But I've loosed my word. I've told you how to pray. Now receive it. It's already done, and we'll rejoice together. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What's your first name? Jessica. Yea, because the beauty of the Lord hath been given thee, beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, and I have anointed thy hands with the peace of Almighty God, and by the laying on of hands of my word, I've called you forth, my daughter. Therefore I will equip thee with great joy, and the happiness that you have sought of the Lord, I will loose with great peace. And thou shalt see the anointing as I have sealed your forehead, all the debris of life that tried to come to you to confuse your direction. But I've given you favor over all the secular and educational processes. You will be strong in me, and I will bless you mightily. And your home also shall rejoice, because I've sent the word. I've already got something far greater for you. And that recent disappointment, yea, I've forgiven. You forget it. Move on into my anointing. I have something far greater for you. Therefore, the anointing will break the yoke. And your heart will not be alone. Because you've been bought with a price, we'll rejoice together. Amen. Hallelujah. What's your first name?
Corey.
Corey? Yea, the strength of my word. Give me your hands. Because I've lifted up your hands with great joy, the battle's not yours, it's mine. For the authority of the Lord has given you a peace and an expertise, and thou shalt be diligent, and you will guard your mind, and you'll guard your eyes, and your eyes shall be, yea, strong in me, for you're the apple of my eye, and you will set the captive free, and I will speak through thee. The wonders and the anointings, and yea, signs and wonders shall be accomplished through my name, and through you we will rejoice together, for this is the time that I will stretch forth my hand to heal, and the anointing of the Lord shall bless you mightily, and we will rejoice together. Yea, think on these things. I will bring your mind into perfect peace, because the authority of my heart is around about you. The bands are broken, and you're set free, and the joy of the Lord, the aura of beauty, has been given unto thee, and we'll sit down, and together you will speak my name with great joy and wisdom. Amen. God bless you, Corey. All right? So be it. Reach your hands out toward this couple. Let's join hands. Join hands with your husband here. And because I've encircled thee with great peace, and the anointing of my vision has been given unto thee, my daughter, do not feel that while others are more susceptible or more spiritual, yea, do not allow the enemy to humiliate you, because my anointing is with thee. Yea, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I will heal this emotional strain that tried to go into your body of about, oh, it's a year and a half ago. I'm going to loose my joy, and the healing of my word shall flow down through you. Therefore, rise up, my son, and know that those graces of life that tried to be robbed from you, I'm going to restore them, and I will bless you together. Now, you are to take your wife's hand, my son, praying together. You will see the yokes broken, because the perfect prayer is husband and wife praying together in the Holy Ghost. And as you pray in the Spirit, my joy shall go before you. You will, yea, reverse this limitation of finance, and you'll see the door open, that the expertise of your heart and the, yea, the secular anointing that's upon you, the Holy Ghost shall train you, and no task shall be hard, because your mind and your spirit shall be intact, and you'll be able to go forth and be successful and stick with this principle of anointing and this position. I'm going to promote you. Now you're going to stay there with my zeal of the house of the Lord. You'll see the enriching of my grace, and you'll not be robbed of it. Amen. And that intimate love, that intimate thing is healed in you. Hallelujah.
Hearing on my one ear and both of
them. All right. Stretch your hands for our sister. The hearing of the Lord, hallelujah, shall come upon you. And by the grace of Almighty God, you're set free. And my anointing shall bless you mightily. And the peace of the Lord is upon your forehead. So open her ears. Heal the inner ear. Heal in Jesus' name. And thank you, Father, for that grace and that authority, that both ears will balance each other in the name of Jesus. Amen. Use her mightily. Join hands together. Hallelujah. And because the peace, and because the strength, and because, yea, the anointing that I've given you together, you have chosen the best part. You've chosen that the authority to set at my feet, to be where the anointing is and the peace of Almighty God. And yea, therefore, enrich thy life with the song of Moses. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because, my son, I've enriched you with joy, and the strength of my word shall flow, and the anointing of the Lord shall preserve. My anointing shall go before you. Do not fear. Yea, walk. Yea, and my anointing and my discretion. Yea, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Know the confirmations of my joy and the strength of my word of your love together. Embrace each other. Yea, know that I've given you as a gift thy wife. And yea, my son, be very tender and be, yea, within the jurisdiction of your wisdom. Yea, is because husbands honor your wife. The word honor means count her priceless. Yea, therefore, yea, know that the decision and the anointings of your unity together shall be enriching with great power. So, yea, my daughter, put on the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, but know the authority of life is within you. And my peace shall be given, and my strength. Therefore, the desire of your hearts on its way, the glory of my God and our authority together, we will enrich you, saith the Lord, and my peace. Therefore, work on this. Yea, stand still, for recognize that I've anointed you together, and my strength is over your forehead with great joy. Yea, my daughter, no other forehead shall rob you of that anointing, and I will speak to thee, and thine ears shall hear, and thy voice shall, yea, be strong. Because it's time now, the anointing of the Lord and a new dimension of maturity. Choose that which is cherishable. Choose that which is admonishable in the Spirit. Yea, set at my feet. For the Lord will prosper thee as thou wilt touch me, and as you strengthen yourself with each other. Yea, wait, I say, on the Lord, for he shall renew your strength. And my renewal of your strength, your very nature, shall know my power. For the key of David's given unto thee, and yea, the riches of Zion is open unto thee, and we'll rejoice together, saith the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He did not bring us out this far to take us back again. He brought us out to bring us into the promised land. He did not bring us out this far to take us back again. He brought us out to bring us into the promised land. I will say this as you stand. If there's anyone that God has spoken to be sure that all the needs are met, you know, Brother Glenn has not put any pressure on you at all, but we know that these types with eight speakers and the different types of bills, $3,500, and if you do want to make another contribution, and I know the Lord will speak to you if that's the case, but I'm encouraging you, please see Glenn or Irma, and be sure, just ask them, is there anything that you can do, and the Lord will already tell you that. And so we want to know that everything, hallelujah, is met. Amen? So be sure. You just ask them, and I'm sure that there'll be a place of contribution because the anointing is here. And where the anointing is, the yokes are broken. Amen? I will give it over to Brother Glenn.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.